This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We're with Mike Eby from the National Dairy Producers Organization. And Mike, that's been quite a while now. When a global pandemic hits, things change a little bit. How have things been with the National Dairy Producers Organization?
It's been great to get back into the routine of things again. I know we had a year there with the pandemic. They call it the Great Pause. We've had recently here, though, a meeting in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I had opened up my barn. We had the neighbors come. And the best part is we were able to actually live stream it. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity to kind of get back up to speed again, let people know who the National Dairy Producers Organization members are, our board of directors, and our mission.
You mentioned you're in Pennsylvania. You have operations there. But this is a nationwide organization. You have producers in how many states?
And I would say in every major milk-producing state in the nation, there's 23 major milk-producing states, all the way from California to Pennsylvania and states in between, with 13 different board members representing the interests of the individual states and also the interests of the country when it comes to dairy policy.
One of the top issues that NDPO has been dealing with has been milk price and milk production and how those two work together. What's been the latest with those efforts?
Well, we all know that price is tied to demand. I'm sure you've heard said before, Bill, the economic law of supply and demand will not be denied. Either the farmer will control the amount of milk that they produce, or the amount of milk that is produced will control the farmers producing it. Currently, the way milk is produced in excess, the cooperatives are not utilizing their ability. And what we're calling for as a National Dairy Producers Organization of holding cooperatives accountable says in the Capra-Volstead that in order to qualify for Capra-Volstead status, antitrust exemption status, you have to operate for the mutual benefit of the members. And that's what we're highlighting.
It's a relationship that has to be there. You know, you have to have the co-op.
That's right. And we're not in any way bashing co-ops. We would love to see the cooperative structure continue to survive. In fact, we would love to see many cooperatives. What we don't like to see is the consolidation of the cooperatives, because what happens when that takes place is now you have less voices representing a certain industry. And so it's true in any industry. I mean, the more you see in the consolidation, you know, the less voice, the less power the individual producer has.
We have seen a lot of dairy farmers exit, you know, the next generation not really that excited about dairy.
Yeah, so when you look at the next generation, I mean, I can say for myself, I have a 21-year-old son who was 16 when I sold the cows. And it was a difficult decision to make because I knew that I was affecting the next generation. I was the seventh generation. He would be the eighth on the farm. It was a very difficult decision, and I know many dairy farmers are in that position right now, not knowing the direction of the dairy industry. Fortunately, we were still able to stay on the property, even though we no longer have cows.
And really, when you take a look at each and every dairy operation out there, it's really all about profitable demand, and that is something that you've been preaching all along.
I think of Chekhov, right? There's one example. I could spend this entire time talking about Chekhov and how it's not worked properly for the farmer and whether or not we should keep it. But that's just cents, you know, that's just 15 cents a hundredweight. The real issue here is the volume of milk. National Dairy Producers Organization believes that the cooperatives play a big role in that. They owe it to their members to play a big role in that.
So how can one be a member of the National Dairy Producers Organization, and what do you have going?
Yes. So the first thing, if evening calls every Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific.
Mike Eby from Pennsylvania, chairman of the board of the National Dairy Producers Organization. If you'd like to find out about the Tuesday national calls and more information about NDPO, you can go to NationalDairyProducersOrganization.com. USDA's latest forecast in beef production is looking up.
We raised our forecast for both 2021 and 2022, and that reflects a few things, including increased cow slaughter, including dairy cow slaughter.
That's World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski.
Some of the dry conditions that we've seen in the West, that's also been encouraging faster pace of marketing of cattle, getting them to market sooner because of the tight feed supplies and tight hay supplies.
Speaking of feed, we'll be joined by Dr. Mike Hutchins tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.